Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
If you grow soybeans in the South, you need a fungicide that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. Revilock fungicide from BASF is the solution you can depend on for stronger, longer disease control. Always read and follow label directions.
Hey neighbors, Ron Hayes here with a reminder that it's a great place to get your local farm and ranch news. OklahomaFarmReport.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it's available for you. OklahomaFarmReport.com.
At BASF, we're constantly innovating. When others said, fungicides just can't last all season, we said, oh yeah, watch this. Then we invented Revilock fungicide. Powerful soybean protection that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. It's everything everyone said wasn't possible. All new Revilock fungicide. That is how you do it. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, Oklahoma wheat harvest moves to around 15% complete over Memorial Day weekend. Rains in part of southwest Oklahoma and northern Oklahoma that were received at the time of this report is going to delay harvest for a little bit, most likely in those regions, over the next couple of days. And even more rains predicted throughout the rest of the week. Wheat taken in locations in southwest, south central, and central Oklahoma have had favorable test weights and yields reported at this time. Protein ranges are varying all over the board, but most locations reporting about a 11.0 to 11.2% average. Early reports of wheat being harvested in northern Oklahoma also showing some promising yields with decent test weights. If you're looking at southwest and western Oklahoma in the Frederick area, producers have made some pretty good progress in the region over the weekend. Yields have been ranging to 35 to 50 bushels per acre for the most part, depending on management practices. Test weights also around 60 to 63 pounds per bushel, and then proteins ranging from 9.5 to 13.5%. In central Oklahoma, in the Okarchee area, early cuttings report yields from 40 to 55 bushels per average for the most part. Producers are getting a good start over the weekend there. Yields expected to increase as producers get into better wheat. Test weights reported at 61 to 64 pounds per bushel, and protein reported around 9 to 13.5%. In northern Oklahoma, looking at Blackwell, early reports in all locations show test weights from about 60 to 65 pounds per bushel, proteins ranging from 9 to 13.5%, with an overall average of proteins being around 11 to 11.2%. Wheat being harvested in southwest Oklahoma hasn't been stressed quite as much, so it is thought that proteins will get higher as harvest progresses north, where we have drought stress. Well, the opportunities for soybeans are endless, according to United Soybean Director Patrick Giberson. He's talking to us today about different ways that you can utilize soybeans.
Two of our big ones have just come out. DeWalt, we've partnered with. It's a bar and chain oil, and it's, you know, environmentally friendly. So anything that's being used around water areas and stuff, this is not going to contaminate anything like a normal chain saw wood with bar oil. That's in 1,300 Home Depots nationwide, so we're looking for a big project on that. One of the other ones that we got going on right now, it's the biggest one, I think, in my mind, is the firefighting foam. And it has no PFAS in it, which forever chemicals that everybody knows about. You know, our first responders, I mean, they put their lives on the line every day for us. So if we can, you know, get them home safely, have something safe for the environment, I think it's a win for everybody.
To hear my complete conversation with United Soybean Director Patrick Giberson, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. Well, while in Washington, D.C., the National Association of Farm Broadcasters had the opportunity to visit Capitol Hill and hear from our legislators, including Congressman John Duarte. He's representing California, and he's also a farmer.